Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, it's time to put your 10 toes down. You got 10 toes down? You taking a stand? You calling your shot? You can tweet us BetSweats, bet_sweats over on X, bet_sweats. Sam, I got you last week. I won the battle. You won the war on John Mateer on the field. You called it with Texas, but Mateer ended up playing. But did he really? It would have been better without him, the way that he performed coming off of the injury there. But 10 toes down, we go around. What was Gertz's last week? Because he's always so wrong. We should start
Oregon by 40 was what Gertz said. How did you forget that?
Because he's epically wrong on everything. I don't think he's trying to be, though. Do you?
No. Definitely not the Oregon by 40. That was not trying to be wrong. He could have said 20. He said 40. So we did 10 toes down as we do every Thursday, and he said Oregon by 40. And then Friday morning, Paul delivered the room, and Oregon was in the room. So we all knew the combination of Gertz and the room is something the universe can't handle. So I await. Look, I think I have a pretty good 10 toes down, but I can't wait until the end of the segment. I mean, the end is my favorite part because we've already heard 0-9 Indiana, winless Bears. Bears have not lost since. Blackhawks to make the playoffs. Oregon by 40 against Indiana. It's really, if Gertz is doing this the right way, it's a masterpiece. I don't know.
Right. There's no way.
I don't know what the intent is. I imagine it's not to be this funny, but it is naturally very, very funny. Okay, so I have two. Number one, UCLA is going to lose at home to Maryland. I feel really good about this one. You take a team that fired its coach, and you have the interim, Tim Skipper, who's done a really good job. They had an upset, then a second upset as an underdog. Now you're supposed to win. Now you take on a Maryland team. There's some bad blood from the meeting last year, but really it's about the number. Dog, now you're a home favorite in a building with no home field. How many people are going to the Rose Bowl? 20,000? Maybe. 22,000? I think the wrong team is favored here. I don't have 6 points for home field either. So I've got Maryland 3 points better on a neutral. And the line is UCLA minus 3.5. We are putting way too much stock into their last two games and not into what they really are. It's been a nice run. You give them credit for stacking dubs. But now you got to play a better team with a really good young quarterback. And I think Maryland's going to pull the upset. They're a 3.5-point dog. Take the points if you want. But Maryland's going to win against UCLA. The second toe down, I guess. I have a couple extra toes after the last few weeks or so. Kansas City Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl. I'm tired of it. Everybody wants to say, oh, now they're going to make the Super Bowl. Oh, the season's over. It's October 15th, October 16th. Kansas City's going back to a Super Bowl. Where were you week one, week two, week three? Where were you? Betting Ravens minus 2.5 at Kansas City? Yeah, that's where you were. Oh, now the Chiefs are good. Oh, now they're getting healthy, and now they're going to just breeze to another Super Bowl. Nope. 10 toes down, part two. The Kansas City Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl.
I am all in.
Yeah, on your fifth team.
If it's not the Bills, who is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I why didn't you say Broncos so Paul could have an aneurysm?
No, it's not the Broncos, and it's probably going to be the Chiefs. I'm just doing a bit here.
I know. No, ten it's
toes
not.
Down. The Broncos stink.
That's yours?
No, but impromptu.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get to you.
What if the Chargers get healthy? What if the Ravens get healthy? I don't know, man.
Schwartz going to come back and play tackle?
I'm anti-Chiefs. No,
for the Chargers?
Not. Now the Chiefs are going to win another Super Bowl.
You went from being the guy that bets the Chiefs every single year to being anti-Chiefs. Anybody but the Chiefs, right? Yeah.
Yep, that's where I'm at in life. But I promise you, from this day toward the future, you will never hear me pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. It will not happen.
No, look, I mean, I bet it at 10-1. Paul bet it at 10-1. I don't know about you, Paul, but every time I hear somebody waxing poetic about how great they are and they're just even better and they're definitely going to the Super Bowl, it makes me a little uncomfortable to the point where I'm like, man, I'm holding a loser.
Yeah. I'm just holding on to the fact that we timed it perfectly.
We did. You definitely did.
CLV has never ended up in the trash can. Shout out to Dave.
Yep. No doubt about it. All right. Couple good 10 toes down from Sammy P. Here's where I'm going. David Dykstra's dead. Okay. Dead. Oh, you're going to play a real team. Here we are. National champions, right? This is the year. Everybody's back. Both running back. Doesn't matter. It's over. Oh, Joe, we know. We know they fired the head coach. No. You still have to play a season. Okay? At Iowa. At Ohio State. Against Indiana. Minimum 6-game losing streak for the great Nittany Lions. They might be 3-6. In fact, I think they're going to be 3-6 heading into the last three games of the year. Michigan State, Nebraska, and Rutgers. They're also going to lose at least one of those. It is going to be a below 500 season. And I'm giving you Nevada, FIU, Nova. I'll give you those wins. You're still going under 500. My 10 toes down, Penn State will lose at least 6 games in a row, and they will finish the season below 500. Pathetic. People might not even want to go. You're going to have to put out a lot of money. So that's my 10 toes down. All right, Paul Aspen, what you got?
Wow. David Dykstra, RIP.
He's done. He's trying to talk himself into it, Paul. Like, oh no, I'm happy. No, I'm happy. You ain't happy. There's no happiness there. There's a lot of misery.
Number two in the AP poll coming into the season.
Right. Championship. Wow. Here we go. Now or never. Yeah. Oh, it's never.
I got to back Sam up on Maryland because as they took the lead, as they're blowing out as UCLA was blowing out Michigan State on inside the betting lines on Saturday, I said to PJ, I was like, I think I have to bet Maryland Alts next week before even like just looking at the next matchup. So back up the money line and then let's say Maryland minus 6.5 at plus 240 against UCLA. So that is 10 toes down. Number one, I like Malik Washington. Maryland's got a very good defense. They've lost 2-1 score games to Washington and Nebraska. I think this level of competition comes down a little bit with UCLA, who could not be riding higher. More high? Whatever. Okay, now we go to the NFL. I've got multiple toes down, but that was, I guess, just a backing up Sam a little bit. All right. Number one in the Athletic's power rankings. Number one in Sam's power rankings. 4-1 in one score games. Bottom 10 rush offense. They have the number one rush defense in EPA per play, but they allow the third most receptions and receiving yards to running backs. Hello, Jahmyr Gibbs. 10 toes down. Lions, alts. Lions minus 9.5 against the Bucs. They win by double digits.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And just I would be very happy to concede my power rankings for your victory. Let me just be very clear with that. You can have it. Go for it.
I'm still blown away that Sam put him number one. I thought he was going to keep him outside the top five.
They're 5-1.
Because I brought up the Athletic before. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. I totally get it. But it comes crashing down this week. And then, as I said the other day, I guess I got a whole foot down today. We've seen this so many times. We laid it out before the Washington game. Bears win the Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams revenge game, and they lose to the Saints. Hopefully all of you take the Bears and Survivor, not you guys, but the Royal, all you guys, everyone else. And it's a double pick week in Joe's pool, so it seems like a great second option in Joe's pool for the Bears. Saints money line plus 195. The Bears are bottom five in success rate on defense, particularly bad against the pass. I don't know. Maybe we get an Alvin Kamara throwback game. Saints money line plus 195. 10 toes down.
Paul is just firing today, just emptying the clip. Yeah.
Parlay Paul after the Philly disaster last week. We forgot some things to play with, some toes to play with.
So the Lions are going to. the Lions are going to knife the Sammy P's in back-to-back weeks. That's what you're saying.
Oof.
Chiefs last week.
Yeah.
Bucks this week. All right. Not that Sam bet it. I'm not saying that.
No.
Let's talk about power rankings. All right. Jake Hassan, what is your 10 toes down?
I will start going complete opposite of Paul. I think that the Bears win this week and then get smoked by the Ravens with or without Lamar in Baltimore. All the Bears fans will be so hyped, four-game win streak, and they'll be saying, oh, give us Lamar. Give us the Ravens. We want Lamar to play in this game. And then they just get dump-trucked, and then everything comes crashing down, and everybody loses their minds. I've seen this story. I know how this goes. Twitter, it's going to be ridiculous. All the Bears fans are going to be in Joe's mentions again. So Bears do beat the Saints this week and then just get their asses handed to them by Lamar and the Ravens in 2 weeks instead. And then one baseball one. I know you're not supposed to bet gut feelings. I just think we're getting vintage Scherzer tonight. I have no idea what it is. I just, for some reason, in Seattle, massive pitcher's park. He has good history against this lineup. I know everybody is going to be saying, oh, well, he's washed. We haven't seen him in 4 weeks. He's been on the shelf. He's always injured. I think he's a crazy person. I think he just goes out there and just absolutely shoves. I think the Jays win. And furthermore, this one's a little bit of a half toe, I guess. But if the Jays win tonight, too, I think they just win the series and the Mariners Mariner this thing.
All right. Good stuff there, Jay Kassan. I was looking at that look ahead because I also expect Lamar to play after the bye. I figured that's what they were saving him for. It's 6.5. You might want to bet that if you bet look aheads. It's going to be way higher than a touchdown when they announce Lamar's in. All right, the moment everybody has been waiting for. Brian Gurch. What is your 10 to
wearing a Bulls shirt. Oh, no. I'm not ready for this.
Kobe White.
So I'm afraid that, unfortunately, this segment has just turned into me fading my favorite teams. And in honor of the NBA starting next week on October 22nd, we are going to be fading the Chicago Bulls. You can get the Bulls under their win total of 32.5 wins at +105. Let's go ahead and fade them on opening night two against the Pistons. You can get Pistons money line -145 and Pistons -2.5 at -110.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed.
He brought the gear out. It was all ready. No, you should not be disappointed. This means that the Bulls are making the playoffs, right?
See, ready, I was expecting
alt unders, like under 15.5 wins. That's what I was waiting for.
I couldn't find them. I would have thrown that out if I could have. And you could. I would alt under everything Chicago Bulls related.
Bulls win the division? So he's positive Blackhawks. He's negative Indiana. He's negative Bears. He's negative Bulls.
What is Bulls to win the division? I didn't see that.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I might bet it. I don't care what it is, to be honest with you, at this point.
Yeah, with all the injuries, we'll see. We're going to have to figure out some positive Bulls bets for sure. Gurch is providing a big opportunity for us to cash some big tickets, and we are letting it fall by the wayside. Come on, we've got to do something.
Well, he did say opening night, too, so we have a really nice bet. Opening night.
Yep. We got to take the Bulls. Yep. No doubt about it. All right, Gurch. Thank you very much. 10 toes down. Always fun. We're going to get a book report. Find out where the sharp money is going. NFL, college football. What about baseball for tonight? What are they betting? John Murray will tell us from the Westgate. Joe O. Sammy P., you've got Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.